In this portion of our canoe regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of talking with Bruce Barton from Michigan. Bruce is a longtime paddler and a new inductee into the Regatta Hall of Fame.
I want to start by recognizing that you will be inducted into the Regatta Hall of Fame. You're a longtime paddler from Michigan. And what got you started in racing?
My parents used to race.
And it became a family affair?
Yes.
What age did you get started?
I started racing at 12.
And did you start winning?
Yes. First race I won.
You won your very first race, so that kept you interested.
Yeah.
How many races would you guess you have done over the years?
Thousands. I don't know.
And you've kayaked as well.
Right. And I know I had well over 500 first place finishes, but that was a long time ago, so I'm not even keeping track anymore, but a lot of races.
Let's talk about the kayak portion. You were involved in the 1976 Olympics?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I was on the 1976 Olympic team. I raced K2 and K4, made the semifinals in the K2, which is the top 12.
What was it like being in the Olympics? Where was it?
Montreal. It was fun being there. Get to see all the other athletes from different sports and everything, and race against all the kayakers from all over the world.
Is it just really cool to be in the Olympic Village?
Yeah, it was really fun, and you know, got to watch some other events, and had a good time. It's fun.
Bruce, you've come down to the General Clinton so many years. What is it that you like about this race?
It's the first big race of the year, and I like the river a lot. It's a really nice river.
It's got a lot of challenges.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the water's high, sometimes it's low, sometimes it's in between. It's always good competition there.
This year, you're paddling with your daughter, Rebecca?
Yes.
It seems to me like if your last name is Barton, you're paddling a canoe.
Yeah, it seems that way anyway. Yeah.
Your daughter likes to paddle?
Yeah, my daughter is, you know, she's one of the top women now in the U.S., so I'm lucky that she'll still paddle with me.
Well, have you paddled with her before?
Yes, actually, I've paddled with her quite a bit. I think this will be our fifth, I think, General Clinton.
What makes her such a great paddler? Is it all the training with Dad?
It must be. But, no, she started paddling when she's young. And, of course, you know, she's been around our family, so she got the benefit of the right kind of training. And she really likes it, and she's competitive. There must be some genetics in there also, I would assume.
You've got a unique position at the General Clinton in that you hold the records for both the C2 Pro and the C1 Pro. Obviously, the C2 Pro with Serge Corbin and, of course, the one-man pro time. You ever really think about that? Did you realize that?
I never realized, during the race either time that we were setting a record. But, afterwards, I think about it occasionally. Just wonder when it's going to be broken. Both of those are fairly old, and we get the right kind of water conditions and the right kind of race. I'm sure they'll be broken.
Well, I remember when you won the C1, and I think it was that year that you broke the record. Am I remembering correctly? Did you win by, 2 seconds?
Yeah, 5 seconds, I think I won by. 5 seconds. And that was, it has to be good teams in the C1. And then I was racing Calvin Hassel, which I knew that I pretty much would have to go hard all the way. If I just didn't do that, he would probably beat me at the end. So I had to make him suffer some during the race. So the pace was quite fast the whole way.
That was an amazing ending. And the great thing about it was you were the first canoes across as well. So talk about excitement. How did you feel when you were made aware that you would be in the Regatta Hall of Fame this year?
Well, that was quite an honor. Never really know if that's going to happen or not. There hasn't been a Hall of Fame very long, so it's not something to think about until just recently. So it's been quite an honor. I guess if you just keep racing long enough, they might put you in there.
Are a lot of your family coming down, other than racing, to be part of that?
No, just my family that will be racing will be there, which is my wife Roxanne and my daughter Rebecca, and my other daughter Samantha will be there. She'll be pitting.
It's well-deserved, and you've been a name at this event for so many years, and we're so glad that people like yourself have come down to our race here that has grown to be such a big and exciting race like the Ausable that is hosted by you folks in Michigan, and we look forward to seeing the Barton names on the entry forms every year, and we also look forward to seeing you get inducted into the Hall of Fame, very much deserved, and it'll be an honor to see you and speak with you when you're down this year.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting year for me, racing with my daughter and going into the Hall of Fame on 1 year. That's pretty good.
Well, congratulations, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
That's Bruce Barton, new inductee into the Regatta Hall of Fame. For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens.